Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emeril Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Debbie Pokornik, Chief Empowerment Officer for Empowering NRG, which helps moms who struggle with a hectic home life transform their relationships so they are re-energized and fall back in love with their lives. Debbie is author of award-winning parenting books and products, as well as the recent bestseller, Standing in Your Power, a guide for living your life fully awake, which is what we're talking about today. So welcome, Debbie.
Thank you, Stacey. It's great to be here.
And it's great to have you. So let's start off by telling our listeners exactly what you mean by standing in your power. What does that mean?
Well, standing in your power is really about being vulnerable. It's about recognizing and awakening all the beautiful pieces that make you you, and at the same time releasing or detaching from any of the things that are blocking you or are holding you back. So in everyday life, this might look like noticing negative feelings as they arise, like self-doubt, you know, taking steps to stop it in its tracks, maybe doing some deep breathing, or, you know, really recognizing the feeling, thanking it for coming, and then allowing it to flow on through you. And doing things like remembering that you really are enough already, just as you are. And everything more that you do, everything more that you learn is just like icing on the cake. And then really confidently doing whatever it was that you kind of set out to do in the first place when the self-doubt arose. So that's an example of how you might stand in your power in your real and everyday life.
And Debbie, let's just use kind of a real life example of, you know, something that women do. Okay, so you say self-doubt, but I know for a lot of women, it's the negative body image thoughts. Oh, I'm so fat. Oh, I'm so ugly. Oh, all of these things. Tell us how, when that thought enters our minds, what we can do specifically to say, see you later, get out of here, negative thoughts. We cannot have you. This is not, I'm not standing in my power if I'm allowing you to, you know, rule my choices and decisions.
Right. That's what we call the inner critic, right? That little voice that says, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so fat, or look at me, look at my reflection in the mirror. I hate that. And so the inner critic is, I give actually a lot of different ideas for how you can do this in the book, but it's that little voice that makes you feel bad. And so I tell people, take that inner critic and maybe give it a name. Make it real for you so that you can actually recognize it as separate from you. And then once you're able to do that, you can do different things, like you could actually picture it with, well, this sounds a little bit cruel, but a little bit of duct tape over its mouth. You can ask it to be quiet. You can give it a volume button and kind of turn it down. You can challenge it and say, you know what, I think I'm pretty awesome. Look at me. Look at all the awesome pieces that are there. So the more we learn that our inner critic is not a part of us, but it's actually something separate from us, the better we are able to deal with it and stop it from making us feel bad.
I love that idea. Create its own persona so it's not you. I love this. Thank you for that. And so
you're welcome.
Something else that's separate from the inner critic is inner wisdom. What are the differences between the two?
Well, your inner wisdom is that piece of you that's connected to what I call your higher self. So it helps you through things like intuition. It's there to guide you and to help you make your life as easy and enjoyable as it can possibly be. Okay, there's still going to be struggles, but your inner wisdom will help to guide you and help you get through those. Whereas the inner critic is that voice that puts us down, makes us feel bad. So what I like to tell people is start to notice the chatter that's going on. And it's not always words. Sometimes it's pictures and things. But for now, let's say it's a voice. And notice it And then if you can, write down some of the things that you're hearing. And notice if you would bold the statement, if you would italicize it, if you would put an exclamation point or a question mark, because any of those would be considered emotional statements, and that means it's your inner critic, because your inner wisdom is always non-judgmental. It's simply putting an idea out there, and that's why it's so easy to ignore it. You know, so just as an example to make it real for people, you might be getting ready for bed, and you're rushing around, and suddenly you have this sense, I should look out the back door. There's no urgency in it. It's just a comment. Look out the back door. So you do, and there's your cat. And you think, oh, thank goodness. You open the door, you let your cat in, lock the house up, and you go to bed. If it was your inner critic, instead, you might start to get ready for bed and suddenly feel like, where's the cat? Oh, I bet I left the cat out again. Oh, I'm always leaving the cat out. I'm such a bad owner. You know, and this kind of dialogue starts. So you can hear how one is filled with emotion and the other one really is totally non-judgmental, just a suggestion. And it's when we don't listen to that suggestion that we get emotional.
Right. Now, how can women simply connect to that inner wisdom and kind of and disconnect from the inner critic?
Well, really reconnecting with your inner wisdom is about self-awareness. So a simple tip would be, again, start to notice how you recognize different feelings when they arise for you. So let's just say, for example, that you're feeling hurt. And so notice what you do, what tells you that you're feeling hurt. Some of us feel like we've been punched in the solar plexus. Other people actually feel the air come out of them when they're hurt. Some might find that they cross their arms and, you know, they kind of pull into themselves or tension comes up their back. So all of those things are signals. And once you start to connect to them, then you're allowing your body to kind of talk to you. And so then you can notice that, all right, whenever I feel hurt, I switch to anger, because anger is one of the many ways that we protect ourselves. So if you start to notice that kind of a pattern, again, that self-awareness allows you to notice and say, okay, I'm feeling hurt. I've got my arms crossed. You know, that's my sign. Okay, I'm going to stop myself from switching to anger. Instead, I'm actually going to take a physical step away from where I was just standing and almost picture that anger staying there in that spot. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to think about, what is it about that that hurt me? Or what do I need to tell this person to protect myself? So you start having a totally different inner dialogue, and your inner wisdom is going to help to guide you in that. You might not hear a bunch of separate comments, but it'll help to guide you as long as you don't let the emotion run the show.
Well, Debbie, I could talk to you, I feel like, forever about all of this stuff. It's so fascinating, but we are running out of time, so I want to remind our listeners that they can all find out more about how standing in your power can help you make permanent positive change in your life, and pick up Debbie's book, Standing in Your Power, from Amazon to learn how. And of course, you can check out many programs and resources that Debbie offers at EmpoweringNRG, and that's empowering, the letters N, the letter R, the letter G, .com. Thank you, Debbie, for being here.
Well, thank you so much, Stacey. It was my pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm. Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger just right for you. Till next time.